英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的跟老美学地道美语。让我们邀请出电话连线的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon everyone, thank you for joining us.
Happy Wednesday. 祝大家周三快乐。今天我们要带大家去世界旅游一下，叫做 World Travel、
right. YesYeah, where would you travel in the world? On the next vacation or sometime in the distant future?
Is December the good time to talk about travel destinations?
It might be. I mean, the spring festival holiday is coming. Sometimes people get, personal days they can take at this time of year. Yeah, it's a great time to think about a vacation. Whether people actually go or not is another matter.
Oh, 也是哈，你像这个十二月份呢，有这个 Christmas is around the corner.
That's right. Yeah,
所以很多外国的朋友们一般来讲在十二月份都会计划很多的旅游和旅行哈。
Right.
Actually, yesterday we've talked about the polar bears.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
所以昨天我们聊了北极熊哈，今天我们去聊一聊 penguins, the Antarctic.
Right, yeah.
各种各样的南极洲啊这些。世界上呢有 we have 7 continents in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
今天的 Mark 老师都会 cover 7 continents today.
Yeah, yeah. What are the top places you'd like to visit on the 7 continents? Yeah.
就我就问问大家，这世界上七大洲啊 ,7 continents, 您最喜欢和最向往哪一个洲？ Because now we are in Asia.
Right.
Mark is from...
North America, yeah.
North America, from 北美洲。然后呢，我去过 Europe, 欧洲。然后呢，我们曾经有嘉宾 ,we used to have guests from Australia.
Nice, yeah, yeah, yeah.
从澳洲来的。还有什么，非洲，有没有非洲的朋友们？有 ,we have listeners in South Africa.
Nice, nice, good.
对，所以说，哎呦，看来我们的足迹还是遍布全
世界各地。Yeah, we're covering all the continents. Yeah,
对对对。但是现在你也大家也知道 COVID-19, the pandemic and all that, we cannot just travel as usual, as free as usual.
Yeah.
所以不能像以前那样去随心所欲的出门旅游了。但是呢，咱们心中啊仍然有那种 passion and the love and the dream of traveling around the world.
Yeah.
谁不想呢？ Who else haven't?对不对？谁不想
Who doesn't want to travel? Yeah.
谁不想去世界旅游呢？所以今天呢，我们就 Let's talk about travel.
Sure.
就和大家聊一聊这个畅游七大洲的那种向往，那些给你带来美好的印象，你想去的那些文明，有人类文明的国家、城市，那些伟大的生态系统 ，the great ecosystem， 草原啊、rainforest，
right，
热带雨林等等这些，咱们今天就热热闹闹的谈论起来，感受那种身临其境的游玩的快乐。好 ，Mark 老师，我们准备好一起开始今天的。对话吧。
好
，listening part one.
Good.
Mark, we talked about bucket lists last time, and I'd like to know more about where you'd like to travel. I might not stray from home much with a baby and the pandemic and all. Yeah, sure, but I mean, where would you like to travel in the distant future? You mean before I kick the bucket?Better yet, before you get too old to see things for yourself and take in all the culture. About that, I'd like to visit all of the continents, and I'm not sure how much culture I'd experience on Antarctica. Penguins, leopard seals, I guess you'd have to pack your own food, unless you like fresh fish. Right, well, Antarctica's on my list, near the bottom. What about you, Jing Jing?You know, I've been to Europe and saw pretty much everything people ask you about, Paris and all that, but I'd like to go there again. Would you do the same trip over again? Not unless I was showing someone around, but I'd rather see parts of Eastern Europe, Prague, Minsk, places like that. I think they'd be full of surprises. That sounds kind of cool. It's good to discover things on your own.I know that you've been to Spain and Germany, and that you have France on your list. Where else in Europe would you like to travel? Greece and Italy? Actually, a trip across southern Europe would be a dream come true. That sounds great, especially if you have the time and a flexible itinerary. I'd need both of those. Do you like Mediterranean cuisine? I absolutely love it. I'd have no problem living on that for 2 or 3 months. Geez, you'd get quite a tan and look like a regular Odysseus coming back from places like Crete. Or Santorini, or Saint-Tropez for that matter. Yep, really a dream that might come true 1 year.
好了啊，这段对话非常精彩，我们来学习一下。马克，上次呢，咱们讨论过遗愿清单了。
Mark, we talked about bucket lists last time.
同学们一定要记得啊，上次说这个 bucket list 啊、
right.
，later on 我们还会有一个 phrase、related to bucket。啊，跟这个 bucket 有关。
Right.
这个 bucket list 是遗愿清单，我们上次说了、人生计划。其实我还想了解更多一下哈、更多了解一下，你想去哪里旅游
？And I'd like to know more about where you'd like to travel.
I would like to do something. 我想做什么事情、I'd like to know more about where you would like to travel.、你呢？想去什么地方旅游？去游玩儿？马克说：“其实我可能不会经常出行。”
I might not stray from home much.
这里有今天的第一个短语叫做 stray from home， 什么意思
？Right. So stray means to wander or go away without really going and doing anything useful.
Stray 呢就是走来走去的意思。
Right.
我们说流浪的猫叫什么 ？Stray cats.
Stray cat, stray dog, right.
流浪猫、流浪狗叫 stray cats,、stray dogs. 为什么呢、
right.
因为他们无家可归呀、他们每天就在外边走来走去的。所以 stray 呢、就是这样一个走来走去的状态啊、一种比较怎么说也不是说闲事吧就是说一种没有办法的走来走去的状态。
Yeah.
所以 stray from home 的意思是从家怎么样以外的地方走来走去不就是离家远游吗、
right.
好，所以离家远游啊，出门啊 ，stray from home、much。其实呢，
right.
我不多出门，不经常出行。家里有婴儿啊
，with a baby。
外边还有疫情啊什么的
，and the pandemic and all。
Pandemic 没有问题了吧？就指的是 COVID-19、
yeah.
啊，疫情 pandemic。你看，马克去出去不了， 今天就说是啊，当然。
Yeah, sure。
但是我的意思是说呢。
But I mean,
在遥远的未来呀，你想去哪里旅行
？Where would you like to travel in the distant future?
好，这里也是一个我们学过的短语 ，in the distant future.
Right, right. We have the distant future, that's 2027, and we have the near future, that's 2022, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, near future. 近的未来呢，指的大概就是2022年左右，2023年。
Right.
如果是 distant future 呢，那就是
5 years away.Even more distant, yeah.
遥远的未来，起码也是5年以后了。
2027、
2028等等这些。
Right.
马克非常幽默，他又说了一句：“他说，你是说在我归西之前吗
？”You mean before I kick the bucket?
好了，这里来了啊，踢什么？踢篮子啊？
Yeah,
踢桶子
kick the bucket, yeah.
对，踢桶的原意出现了 ，kick the bucket 什么意思啊？学了上节课的内容，咱们知道。
It just means die. Yeah.
对。
Like a kind of funny and not that respectful way of saying someone died.
咱这翻译很妙啊，叫归西。归西就是、就是死了。你说在我的生命结束之前嘛？晶晶说，哈哈，最好呢是在你老的没法亲自去看。
哈哈 ，better yet。Before you get too old to see things for yourself.
对了 ，to see things for yourself 是什么意思呢
？Like actually go there and see it, you know, instead of having it shown to you by relatives who travel there, or just sit in a bus and look out the window of the bus at the Grand Canyon or whatever it is you're seeing.
对了，太老而什么样
？To
get too old to see. 太老而不能去看，亲眼去看那些东西了。
Right.
以及呢，全情感受所有的当地文化之前
，and take in all the culture.
哎，这个短语大家一定没学过，我们来看看 take in 吸收 all the culture.
Right.
什么意思
？So experience it for yourself, have a real experience of it, be kind of at the mercy of the culture. So you're not protected by a 5-star hotel. You're actually, you know, near the people who live there. Yeah.
对了，你讲 take in 哈，就是说你呀沉浸在那个环境里边，你自己亲眼去看，
right.
亲自去感受，所以叫做全情感受所有的当地的文化。
Right.
这句话就是说呢 ，before 最好是在你老的没法亲自去看， 去全情感受所有的当地文化之前， 最好去干这件事情，也不是说非得等你 kick the bucket。
Right.、
啊、
yeah.
好，老了走不动了啊。马克说，其实关于旅行呢
，About that，
我呀想游遍七大洲。
I'd like to visit all the continents.
好，这里的单词，请大家一定要会拼写 continents.
Yes, C-O-N-T-I-N-E-N-T-S, continents.
Continent or、
mm-hmm.
continents.
Right,
复数形式加 s、
yeah.
大洲、mm. 啊，就是刚才咱们列举的大洲。来啊，
right.
同学们 ，please list all of the continents
in English. Yeah, let's try it. Yeah,
对，我们用所有的来用英文来列举出七大洲的名字啊。
Mm-hmm.
马克说：“但是我不确定哈，我在南极洲我能体验到什么文化
？”And I'm not sure how much culture I'd experience.On Antarctica.
How much culture I'd experience in... 好了，南极，来来来，教大家英文怎么说。南极英文。
Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Mm-hmm, right.
北极呢
Right, yeah.
如果是 the opposite 呢
Oh, that's the North Pole. Yeah, there's not really a continent there, but yeah, that's the North Pole. Yeah.
也叫做 Arctica.
Right, right, right. If you're talking about that part of the Earth, yeah.
对了哈，北极呢是 Arctic,、mm. 然后南极是 Antarctic.
Right.
不就是加了一个 A-N-T 嘛、
yep.
是不是、
mm.
你前缀嘛、
yeah.
表示跟它相反的一个地方。
Mm-hmm.
南北极咱们英文学会了哈，昨天北极、
right.
今天南极。好了嗯，静静说how much culture I'd experience in Antarctica? 有啊、
right.
有企鹅呀。
Yeah, penguins.
来了企鹅的英文怎么说
？Penguin.
我有听到说读 penguin.
You can say it that way too. Both are fine. Penguin, penguin. Yeah,
penguin,
both okay.
或者是
the first syllable gets the stress. Yeah.
啊，两种说法啊，
mm-hmm.
两种说法啊。企鹅 penguin.
Right.
企鹅滚滚滚滚滚。
嗯。
然后呢，我们有豹海豹。
Leopard seals.
什么是 leopard seals?
It's a species of seal. They're especially big.And they're a lighter gray color with, I believe, with darker spots, but it might be the opposite. And、
嗯、
so they're, yeah, they're large animals. Yeah.
对了，海豹呢、嗯、咱知道是 seals, right?
right?
S-E-A-L, seals. 这个豹海豹是什么呢？豹子一样的海豹是什么呢？大家去百度一下。
yeah, spotted seals.
看看这个照片、
yeah.
啊，听说还挺凶的、
yeah.
啊。然后我想啊，你得打包好自己的食物了。
I guess you'd have to pack your own food.
这个 pack 的意思是什么呀？是各种
装好。Put it in your bag. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
对。
Carry it with you.
你得打包好，你得随身携带的，除非你喜欢鲜鱼。
Unless you like fresh fish.
对，这句话是什么呢 ？It means that there's nothing much to eat.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You can catch fish. That's it.、Yeah.
除非你得亲自去抓鲜鱼了。所以说、啊， mm-hmm. 咱食物要是去南极的话，得带好了、
right.
啊。
对对。
晶晶说：“你知道的。”
Oh, you
know, sorry.
Okay.
马克说 ，Sorry, 南极洲呢、oh. 是在我的这个清单上的。
Well, Antarctica is on my list, but、
哎、
near the bottom.
对了，它是在我的清单上的，但是呢，它是在靠后的位置。
Right.
所以说什么the least 什么什么
the list of countries or list of cities? Yeah, so Antarctica is number 11 or something like that. Yeah.
马克老师真的不想去南极看 penguin 吗？我还
挺想去。It would be cool to go there. Yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
嗯，我还挺想去南极看看的哈。
Yeah.
好，他说是靠后的位置了哈。那你呢，晶晶
？What about you, 晶晶？
哎，你知道的，我去过欧洲。
You know, I've been to Europe.
人们感兴趣的那些东西啊，我差不多也都见过了。
And saw pretty much everything people ask you about.
对了 ，saw pretty much everything people ask you about.、
Mm.
Ask you about 是什么意思啊？就是说
you're in Beijing and you say, "Hey, I went to Europe." Oh, really? Did you see Paris? Did you see Rome? You know those kind of questions you、
mm.
always get.
To places that people are interested.
Yeah, yeah.
They
everyone
ask
knows
you about it.
Yeah, yeah.
说人们问你那些问题，人们感兴趣的那些东西呢，咱其实见的也差不多了啊。什么巴黎啊之类的。
Paris and all that.
但是呢，我还想再去一次。
But I'd like to go there again.
I'd like to go there again.、
嗯、
那你会走一遍同样的路线吗
？Would you do the same trip over again?
Do the same trip.Over again.
Right.、Yeah. Repeat the same trip.、Yeah.
People are commenting, it's good to be rich.
Yeah, sure. Then you can travel nonstop, right?
Yeah. 对对对，这样的话你可以 travel nonstop 啊，你就可以不用那个担心哈，就是天天出门旅游。
Check your stock portfolio every morning, right? Watch out for those.
所以 would you do the same trip over again? 除非是我带着别人去玩。
Not unless I was showing someone around.
所以他的答案是否定的，他说 not.Unless I was showing someone around. 这个 show around 是一个简单的短语，是什么意思啊？
Yeah, show someone around means guide them, right? So it's a place you know and you're guiding them around. Yeah.
简单就是 guide.
Right.
就是我带着你玩，来，你跟着我，我带你 show you around. 我带你到处转转，带你到处看看。但是我更想去哈，大家听我想去哪儿啊？我更想去一些东欧的地方。
But I'd rather see parts of Eastern Europe.
I'd rather, 我宁愿做一些什么事儿呢? See parts of Eastern Europe.
Right.
东欧,大家想想东欧是哪些地方?赶紧想啊,地理知识了。比如说,布拉格。
Prague.
好啦,来,城市名字啊,城市名字咱们英文学起来。P-R-A-G-U-E.
Prague.
Prague.
Yeah. One syllable. Yeah.
Which is in...
You'd have to look it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could guess, but I'm not going to now. Yeah.
对对对，这个地方呢是 in Czech Republic.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess, but good. Yeah.
是吧？这个地方是哪儿？捷克共和国哈 ，Czech Republic. 好，明斯克。
Yeah, Minsk.
大家知道 Minsk 这个地方吗？哈 ，Where Phoebe's boyfriend comes.
Nice. There you go. That's easy to remember.
The scientist, remember?
Not really, but okay.
He was sent to Minsk.
Oh, now I vaguely remember that. Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
David, wearing the glass.
Right.
Phoebe 那个男朋友嘛，不就是明斯克嘛 ？Minsk.
Minsk
在哪里啊？在白俄罗斯，在白俄罗斯啊。Places like that, 就是这些地方。我感觉呀，会充满非常多的惊喜。
I think they'd be full of surprises.
好，I think they will be full of surprises, 充满了惊喜哈。哎，听起来很酷。
That sounds kind of cool.
自己去探索一番啊，很不错的。
It's good to discover things on your own.
It's good to discover things on your own. On your own 的意思呢，就是自个儿 by yourself.
Right. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
晶晶说，我知道，马克，你去过西班牙和德国。
I know that you've been to Spain and Germany.
哎，全都是 been to 啊、right. ，been to Spain and Germany 啊，这两个国家名字。其实法国也在你的清单上。
And that you have France on your list.
You have France on your list. 你还想去欧洲的其他地方旅游吗
？Where else in Europe would you like to travel?
Where else in Europe would you like to travel? 好了，马克的心愿单上呢还有。希腊和意大利
Greece and Italy
国名哦赶紧记啊 Greece G-R-E-C-E and Italy、right. 意大利、实际上啊一趟横穿南欧之旅将是美梦成真、
Actually a trip across southern Europe would be a dream come true
什么样的一个 trip 呢 a trip acrossMm-hmm. 横着穿过去 Southern Europe
Right
Would be a dream come true、什么东西如果你说它是一个 Something is a dream come true Means
It's something you've always wanted And then you have it So that can be a thing Like a certain kind of car Or it could be an experience Like a certain trip Or something like that Yeah、
你想拥有的东西拥有了你想做的事儿呢、做了不就是美梦成真了吗
yeah,
？A、
right.
dream come true、听起来不错。
That sounds great.
That sounds great. 特别是哈，特别是什么呢？如果呀，你有时间和灵活的行程安排的话。
Especially if you have the time and a flexible itinerary.
Especially if you have the time.If you have the time, if you don't、have to work 9 to 5 every day.
Right.、
You have a holiday, you have a break.
You have like 3 weeks holiday or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, 3 weeks
for
holiday.
For traveling across Europe, yeah, unless you're on a plane flying over it, yeah, you probably want 3 weeks. Yeah.
Approximately 20 days, I guess.
That would
days.
Be possible. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the fewer days, the less time you have in each place.
15 to 20 days.
It's doable in 15. Yeah, 10 is rushed. Yeah.
对,差不多
Then you're spending half your time on Eurorail, right? You're in the station, you're on the train, you're like, okay, great, we have 3 hours in this city, and then we'll get back on. Yeah.
是,你要穿越欧洲的话,你没一个15天,20天,
yeah.
可能玩不尽兴。 所以后面我们讲了还有一个叫灵活的日程 来,就这个叫 itinerary 来,比如说一下这个词 什么是 itinerary?
Okay, so that's a travel plan. It has your hotels and which dates you're there and perhaps some connecting flights or train schedules. So it's like a plan for your trip. Yeah.
A plan for your trip?
Right.
Itinerary. 我们来 spell 一下这个单词
Okay, sure. I-T-I-N-E-R-A-Y itinerary
行程旅行日程 请大家一定要记得这个词哦 flexible itinerary 指的是什么呢 什么叫 flexible
so for example if you have like a flight out of Beijing to Europe and another flight coming back from Europe to Beijing that might be fixed you can't change it and if you do change it you pay a huge fee to the airline right? Or you have to pay the today price for the ticket, which is like three times as much as what you booked, you know, so that's inflexible or it's fixed, right? But a flexible itinerary might be something like the hotel you booked allows you to change it as long as you call them a day in advance or something like that, you know, so it's like, okay, I paid you already. Can we change the date 2 days later? Oh yeah, no problem. Sure. Yeah. You know, so that they can move things around with your schedule. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's the ideal itinerary.
Right.
多好啊！
Yeah.
如果能有那随机应变的自由行，多好啊！ Mm. 这就是一种 flexible itinerary.
Right.
我就是想在罗马待三天，我待三天啊！ Mm-hmm. 我想着西班牙待五天，我待五天，是不是？
Right.
我想着巴黎喂鸽子，我就去喂鸽子。我就是 flexible itinerary.
Yep.
A real travel.
Yeah, would be cool. Yeah.
马克说：“这两样我都想要。”
I'd need both of those.
I need both of those.
Right.
好了,晶晶问他说,马克,既然你喜欢这些地方,那你喜不喜欢地中海菜系呢?
Do you like Mediterranean cuisine?
好了,再来一遍啊,Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mediterranean. 地中海的什么? Yeah.
Cuisine.
Cuisine.
Yes.
菜.
yeah, that's the food. Yeah, special dishes that are prepared there. Yeah.
诶,什么是地中海菜? 地中海菜?
Like Tuscan Italian food, or you have like Greek dishes. You know, I can name some Greek dishes. Moussaka, you know, something like that. Yeah, moussaka is weird. It's like lamb, kind of like half soup, half curry. And then above it are like mashed potatoes and then some bread and cheese on top. It's an eggplant at the bottom. It's really kind of weird. But delicious.
Olive oil.
有茄子，有应该有羊肉，应该有土豆泥，应该有面包一点点，有可能还有奶酪在上边。一菜。Yeah.
Mark 老师已经全部形容完了，用 Chinese.
Yeah. 我们已经懂了。
Got it. 用什么啊？ Use more olive oil.
A lot of olive oil gets used there. Yeah.
Because we've learned a bit of it.
Yep.
Last
and a lot of the ingredients are fresh. Yeah.
因为上次我们在学这个 diet 那一课的时候，我们学了嘛，
right,
就是 Mediterranean cuisine，
right, Mediterranean diet，
比较健康的饮食，估计我吃不饱啊。马克说非常的喜欢。
I absolutely love it.
I absolutely love it. 我吃地中海菜是过两三个月，我没什么问题。I'd
have no problem living on that for 2 or 3 months.
吹牛了，这个 have no problem living on that. Living on that, 你知道是什么意思吗? Sales,
yeah.
Living on fish.
Right. People say like, oh, you know, 鹅肝好吃, but you can't live on it, right? Yeah, goose liver is pretty good, foie gras is pretty good, but you can't live on it, right?
鹅肝有一点好吃,
但是 you can't live on it. Yeah.
那我们 live on what? Live on rice.
Mala tang. Nothing but mala tang, right? Yeah.
True.
It's good, but you can't live on it. Chocolate is good, but you can't live on it.
Because
yeah.
I ate mala tang today.
Good once. Yeah, you probably don't want to have it tomorrow, right?
Oh, yesterday and today.
Wow. Okay. try it for 2 weeks. See how you feel.
I definitely live on Mala Tang. Sorry.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Once a day is okay.
Live on 的意思就是依靠你依赖，你得吃那个活下去。
Right, right.
马克说：“我这个两三个月，我光吃那个，我都没问题。”晶晶说：“天啊
，Geez。”
这个 Geez 一个夸张的感叹说。从希腊的啊来了，同志们来了啊！从希腊的克里特岛之类的地方回来以后，你会晒得很黑，看起来就像个端正的奥德修斯。
You'd get quite a tan and look like a regular Odysseus coming back from places like Crete.
好，先来说这个哈，你会看上去呢非常之黑 ，You'd get。你会得到、是吧？你会有什么
？Right，quite
非常的，这里是 quite a 什么东西 ？Tan、
yes.
T A N 呢是
suntan， it's short， yeah， suntan， quite a tan，
就是 tan 嘛，就晒黑嘛，对不对
？Right，right，quite
a tan 是什么意思？很黑 ，right？
Yeah， yeah， basically， you get a little darker。
对，就是跟咱们中国这个炭是一样的，你就可以晒成黑炭，你会晒成那样，就像一个什么呢 ？Like a regular。
Odysseus.
好 Who is Odysseus?
Odysseus is a character from ancient Greece, like the Macedonian Greece. So he's kind of like, sorry, not Macedonian, Mycenaean Greece. So he's kind of a legend, right? And so people told stories about him, like Homer, there's a long story called the Odyssey. And he's also a character in the Iliad. And so he's this hero.You know, from Athens and from Mycenae. And he's kind of a good guy in one of the stories, kind of a bad guy. But yeah, the famous story about him only is his travel from Troy where they fought. And then for so many years, he makes his way back to his capital city where he's king. You know, and his wife is waiting for him and it takes him forever. It's like a super long journey. So if you say...Someone's a regular Odysseus, it means they travel to lots of places and don't really go directly to home or some other place. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
来吧，老师给讲了神话啊，不是讲了那个荷马史诗里边这个奥德赛的主角了。
Yeah, yeah.
荷马、
yeah.
Homer 的史诗 Odyssey 啊，里边的主角呢
right.
就是奥德修斯。这个奥德修斯呢，在海上漂泊了十年，
mm-hmm.
可见是身上是非常健康的肤色哈、啊、，quite tan.
Right.
Regular
right.
这里是什么意思呢 ？Regular.
Yeah, so a regular is like just like that person、
mm.
in the obvious way.、
Mm.
Yeah, so you can use this phrase in other ways. Oh.He acts like a regular Forrest Gump, or she acts like a regular British, Bridget Jones, you
对对对
know, someone that's kind of famous.
对、
yeah.
就像一个什么就像一个端端正正的谁谁谁
right,
就说
right,
就跟那个人一模一样。
Yeah, or people from France. She's the regular Monica, or she's the regular Phoebe.
啊、
like oh,
对、
yeah.
就是那个非常端正的那个人物形象、
yeah.
所以这个 regular、
right.
是这个意思哈。
Yeah.
然后呢就是 coming back from places like, 这是哪里啊
Crete. Crete's part of Greece. It's an island. Yeah.
哦在希腊的一个克里特岛、
right.
之类的。哎呦听上去就非常的 exotic, 对吗就非常的异域风情哈。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
马克说哎说到这一点哈。其实圣托里尼或者是法国的圣特罗佩都行。
Mm-hmm.Or Santorini, or Saint-Tropez, for that matter.
来来来，学学这些地名的啊，洋气的读法怎么说？一个叫
Santorini.
Santorini.
Yeah.
一个叫
Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez.
Right.
是那个 Z doesn't.
It is not pronounced Saint-Tropez. Yeah. yeah.
Saint-Tropez.
Some people say Saint-Tropez, but I think the French say Saint-Tropez. Yeah.
是吧？所以说呀，您看看啊，这些地名儿咱都得学一学，对不对？
嗯。
好了，这真的是一个可能在某一年实现的梦哦。
Yep, really a dream that might come true one year.
哎 ，a dream that might come true one year 啊。
嗯。
好了，这一段当中呢，我们就去了一些欧洲，对不对？我们主要是 travel to Europe in this dialogue、
yeah.
啊，
yeah.
什么东欧啊、南欧啊之类的，意大利呀、啊、什么的、
mm-hmm.
地中海呀、啊。就这么简单的游完了啊、
yes.
快乐吗好我们来进入到下一段 Dialogue 2
好
Mark, let's talk about where we'd go on the other continents. Is there a part of North America you still haven't seen? I haven't been to the deep south, not counting Florida, of course. A road trip there would be lovely. What about you? I'd like to see the major cities, of course. New York, San Francisco, and places like Miami and San Diego. Wow, you'd really rack up the frequent flyer miles if you went to all those places in 1 year. That's why I'd probably make 2 trips of it. Having been to Paris, I'd now like to see Montreal, and might put that together with a trip to New York and Boston. No interest in Washington, D.C.? Soft pass. Let's talk about South America and Africa. Geez, South America is a whole other conversation. My mom wants to see Machu Picchu, so I'd probably drop everything and make a quick trip there if she ever got up the gumption to take the trip. Otherwise, you'd want to have a month or more to see a lot of places, right? As for me, I'd like to go to Brazil. Who wouldn't? Would you kick it around Rio and Sao Paulo, or would you go into the rainforest? Both. I'd give up a couple extra days in those 2 cities in order to feel what it's like to live in a rainforest, surrounded by so much nature. You'd be in the thick of it. What about Africa? South Africa, then up to the savannah? That's another great ecosystem, the savannah. I'd see the jungle in the Congo and then try to make it over to Kenya or to the southern edge of the Sahara. That sounds like an adventure. Any interest in Australia? Sure, that seems like a good place to fly in and take it easy and do a little camping. I'd like to see an opera at the Sydney Opera House and then, just like you kind of said, kick around Melbourne for a few more days than I think I'll need. You and I have some of the same ideas about travel. Haha, we'll have to keep each other posted about flight deals.
第二段，晶晶说，马克尔，我们来继续聊聊我们想去的其他大洲吧。
Mark, let's talk about where we'd go on the other continents.
注意这些细节哈 ,where we'd go on the other continents.
Right.
还得加一个 on the other continents.
也、
啊 yeah. 是上去那其他哪些大洲。北美还有什么地方你没去过吗
？Is there a part of North America that you still haven't seen？
注意准确用词，北美的 English 是 North America。
Right, right.
North America。那相反的是什么 ？South America。
Yes. Yeah.
北美、南美啊 ，You haven't seen。你还有什么没去看过的地方吗？马克说：“我呀，还没有去过南方各州呢。”
I haven't been to the deep south.
好，注意这个概念 ,deep south, 深深的南部是什么
?So that's the eastern half of the United States and then the southern corner, right? So you have states like Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, those are the deep south. So arguably anywhere south of Washington, D.C. is the south. And of course, like Los Angeles is farther south than Washington, D.C., as is, you know, like Houston or something. But that's not really the Deep South. The Deep South is where, like, slavery was big, and it's just a very different culture from many other parts of the United States. Yeah.
美国的南部诸州，尤其是像乔治亚、亚拉巴马、密西西比、路易斯安那和北卡罗来纳州。
Yeah, food is different, culture is different, everything. Yeah.
所以 ，as America， 作为一个美国人 ，as American 啊，作为一个美国人 ，Mark 老师呢，其实也没有去过南部的这些地方看一看，所以他也想去看一看。
嗯，
比如说很多的北方人，甚至还没有去过三亚都有可能 ，right？
Yeah, exactly，
中国一样。那很多南方的朋友，甚至从来没有去过黑龙江，从来没有去过齐齐哈尔。
The deep south of China, what that would be like? It's hard to make a comparison, but I'm thinking more like Guizhou, yeah, Guangxi, those kind of places.San Diego is kind of like the Florida of America, and like everybody has gone there once or twice, and they just kind of felt like they were in a cleaner and more tourist-oriented version of Beijing. You know, yeah, I'm sure it's very nice, but it doesn't quite have the culture.
中国 the Deep South 可能是一些 Southwest parts of China, 像贵州，像
perhaps
广西，是不是
？Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
A 青海 like that.
Possibly.Yeah.
那有点偏西了哈。
Right.
Deep South 这个概念。
It's a different region. Yeah.
对，佛罗里达不算。
对，not counting Florida.
Not counting, counting 就是不算，不算佛罗里达州啊。来一趟自驾游一定很棒啊。
A road trip there would be lovely.
公路旅行自驾游啊，那一定很棒啊。哎，那你呢？
What about you?
我当然想看看一些著名的大城市啊。
I'd like to see the major cities, of course.
Major, 大的哈 big cities. Right. 比如说纽约啊。
New York.
旧金山啊。
San Francisco.
还有迈阿密啊。
And places like Miami.
圣地亚哥。
And San Diego.
啊，注意这些名字的英文。读音一定要会的，马克说：“哇哦，如果你在一年内去所有这些地方，你肯定会积累很多的飞行里程。
对，
从来没遇到过这句话。我们让大家来做题，积累很多的飞行里程，请问英文怎么说？有请第一位同学 Nick。
Okay, wow, if you go to all of these places in a year, you're bound to accumulate flying miles.”有可能差不多就是分那 these 可以换 those if you go to all those places in a year 没问题 you're bound to accumulate loads of 要价很多的然后 flying miles 可以换 frequent flyer miles frequent flyer miles
Hello、yeah. 教给大家咯这个叫做 frequent经常的频率高的、
right.
flyer, F-L-Y-E-R,
yes,
miles.
Yes, yes, the two ways to say it. One is frequent flyer miles, the other way is like airline miles, right?、
那就最简单的吧、yeah. airline miles.
That works, yeah.
就行、
yeah.
哈所以那个 miles、是没有问题的里程。大家就记 FFM, FFM,
right.
叫 frequent flyer miles.
Yeah.
等于正确答案就交给大家了。Mm-hmm. Another one,
Sure, let's see if there's a different one. The highest score in here is 10 yuan, 95分. 差不多,这个差不多。他说, wow, if you go to all these places in one year, you are sure to accumulate a lot of frequent flyer miles. 这个差不多,差不多。Go to all those places, 比较好一点点。Yeah.
哇,他就错了一个复数。Those,
yeah.
其实都不算错。他基本上等于100分。
Yeah. Pretty good, pretty good.
因为他说了 accumulate a lot、
yeah.
of frequent flyer miles.
Yeah.
啊,语言运用纯属。来看一下 M, 一位新同学 ,5.
Okay, wow, if you have been to all these places in a year, you must have got a lot of flight distance. 差不多,差不多。Flight distance, that's just how...far your flight goes. You know, so if you're an airline pilot and that's your job, you might say something like that. But for a traveler, it would be airline miles or frequent flyer miles. 那他用 if you have been to, you must have got, 但是这个有可能明年一会儿 right?
不一定是过去、
yeah.
也可能是未来
right, right, right. If you go to all those places in a year, you would get a lot of airline.
我们就用现在式就好了，现在式就好了。If you go to all those places in、
right.
one year, 简单的句子。再来看一位新同学 Leo, 8.
Okay, sure. Wow, if you go to these sites in one year, you will accumulate many flying miles, certainly. Certainly 可以换地方，然后那个 flying miles 可以换 frequent flyer miles, 或者、airline miles.其他的差不多，还有一个错误是 sites. Sites are like the Great Wall or the Forbidden City、or the Taj Mahal, for that、matter. They're the buildings or the landmarks or something like that. But the places you go are cities. They have major airports.、所以可以用 city, 可以用 places.、so if you go to all those places in one year,、you will accumulate many frequent flyer miles.、
注意啊 ，site 是指具体的地点，
right. yeah.
长城啊、颐和园啊、泰姬陵啊，这些
是
地点。
对对对对
咱们用呢、
这个，
咱们用 places 就可以了，
yeah.
不用 site、
yeah.
啊。
Right.
好 ，accumulate many frequent flyer miles， 这是老师给你修改的。
Mm-hmm.
所以我们来请马克老师揭晓答案。这句话
OK
怎么说
？Wow, you'd really rack up the frequent flyer miles if you went to all those places in one year.
又学新东西了，叫 rack up，
right，
R A C K U P，
right， yeah，
rack up 等于什么？ accumulate，
yes， it does， that's what it means， Yeah.
好 ，frequent flyer miles， 大家已经学会了。
Mm-hmm.
所以你积累飞行里程 ，rack up the frequent flyer miles。
Right.
学会了吗？
啊、mm-hmm.
，If you went to all those places in 1 year， 啊、mm-hmm. ，条件放在最后。所以呢，我可能会分两次玩。
That's why I'd probably make 2 trips of it.
嗯，分两次玩，咱们是 make 2 trips of it.、
Mm-hmm.
咱办两次旅程。去过巴黎以后呢，我现在呀想去蒙特利尔看看。
Mm-hmm. Having been to Paris, I'd now like to see Montreal.
同学们 ，Where is Montreal located?
Yep, that's in Canada, and it's in Quebec, which is the French-speaking province of Canada. So it's the biggest city there. And yeah, pretty cool culture, wonderful food. Yeah.
对了，在北美啊，北美的什么蒙特利尔，
right.
加拿大的魁北克省的 Montreal.
Yeah.
嗯，哎，你看它那个读音哎 ，Montreal 都是像 French 的那种。
Yeah, it is. It's a French name. Yeah.
啊，对了，你们地理还
不错。There's actually a city in France with the same name too. Yeah.、
啊、
They pronounce it Montreal.Like that, kind of, yeah.
对 ，Montreal.、Mm-hmm. 你看哈，我现在想去蒙特利尔看一看，同时呢，可能再加上纽约和波士顿吧。
And might put that together with a trip to New York and Boston.
嗯 ，put that together， 同时联合起来，做一趟去纽约或者是波士顿的旅行、
right.
啊。马克说，嗯，你对华盛顿没有兴趣吗
？No interest in Washington D.C.
No interest in Washington D.C. 嗯，没什么兴趣。
Soft pass.
好，一个软软的 pass 是什么意思呢
？It means I don't want to, but something could change my mind. It's okay. Yeah.
啊，其实倒没什么特别的，但是说非得想去呢，
right.
yeah. 也能去。
Soft pass, hard pass. So soft pass is like no, probably not. Hard pass is like definitely
no.
Yeah.
明白了 ，soft pass 软软的 pass、
yeah.
意思就是说还挺可以动摇的那种。
Yeah.
如果是一个 hard pass， 那就是没戏，绝不可能。
Right. Yeah.
好，哎。我们来谈谈南美和非洲吧。
Let's talk about South America and Africa.
好，来谈南美啊。天啊，南美完全是另一码事儿。
Gee, South America is a whole other conversation.
对了，另一码事儿，我们学到一个表达叫一个完全的另一个谈话 ，a whole other conversation.、
嗯、
我妈妈想去看秘鲁的马丘比丘。
My mom wants to see Machu Picchu.
听上去真的很像 Pikachu， 你知道吗
？Yeah，
Machu Picchu，
Machu Picchu， yeah，
Machu Picchu， 秘鲁啊，秘鲁 in Peru 是吧？
Yeah.
地方。
Yeah.
所以啊，如果他鼓起勇气去的话，我可能会丢下一切去那个地方来个快游。好，
mm-hmm.
第二句微信作业来了。
Okay， let's see. I want to choose Kevin. Kevin's pretty good. Let's see. So.If she can nerve go, I would go there without everything.
Nerve go 是什么意思？
Yeah, 差不多，差不多，可以用 nerve. 但是我觉得 so if she gets up the nerve to go, I would go there without hesitation. Without hesitation.
Get up, 鼓起 the nerve,、
yeah.
鼓起勇气 to go 的话，那我有可能会 go there without hesitation.
Right,
我会毫不犹豫丢下一切陪我妈去。
嗯哼，嗯哼，
很好。这是一个新同学，是的 ，Kevin。我们来再找一位，再找一位。
何军，他说 ，So if she would like go with all her courage, with all courage, I might throw away all things to go there in a quick trip.
这里有点好笑。
All things. 那我的
throw away your furniture, throw away.
Okay, so yeah, one other thing we can say here is drop everything to do something. Drop everything to do something. That idiom means like drop your schedule or drop your duties or whatever else. Drop everything. It's not just like your belongings, right? Drop everything to do something. Yeah.
对，这里千万不能用丢掉啊！你丢掉是什么意思？你把你衣服裤子都丢了，家具也不要了，
手机都扔了，
房子都扔了，不要了。咱说的是drop your duty， 就把你的日程、
right.
把你的责任先放到一边去。
Yeah. Drop everything to do something. So, yeah, I might drop everything and make a quick trip there.
所以你说你这 短语没使用好的话，这不闹笑话了吗？
是不是？ Sorry, this is 2020. Can you just imagine someone like, I'm going to South America.
这把家当都扔了哈。
What's all this stuff outside of Mark's window? Oh yeah, he's going to South America. I see.
真的是。哎，我们有位 Tina 同学，是新同学，她
10, okay,
她是90分啊、
right.
我们来看一下。
Let's see. Thus, if summons up the courage,I would get rid of everything and go on a trip there, to there, right now. 这个也可以。Thus, if she
needs a
summons
subject.
Up, yeah, thus, if she summons up the courage, I would get rid of my schedule and go on a trip with her there right away.Right away, 可以。
Sum up the courage 是可以的，鼓
起勇气 yeah, good.
召唤勇气、
yeah.
但是需要一个主语、yeah. 谁呢 she
right,
if she
right.
summons up the courage、
yeah. you can say summons the courage or summons up the courage 都好、yeah.
对了撇下放下你手头的一切工作、嗯、是不是
right,
对、
yeah.
这句话一会儿来聊一下客户花心
okay,
聊一下、
sure.
挺有趣的马克这么说的
OK So I'd probably drop everything and make a quick trip there if she ever got up the gumption to take the trip.
好几个点。第一，你丢下一切呢，是放下一切 ，drop everything，、
mm-hmm.
哎 ，drop 一下，然后 make a quick trip， 来个快游。
Right.
好，鼓起勇气。这里马克老师要教我们一个短语叫 got up the、
mm-hmm. yeah get up the gumption to do something. Gumption, G U M P T I O N, gumption.
勇气。
Mm-hmm,
所以、
right.
got up the nerve, got up、
yeah.
the gumption, 都是这个意思。
Right. Yeah, yeah.
啊，鼓起勇气，又学到了一个短语。所以说嘛，
mm-hmm.
啊，十二月份啊，勇气、乐观、冒险啊。
Mm-hmm.
除此以外呢
？Otherwise,
你想有一个月或者是更长的时间去参观很多地方，对吧
？You'd want to have a month or more to see a lot of places.Right.
Have a month or more to see a lot of places, right?
嗯，
至于我呢，我想去。
As for me,
我想去巴西。
I'd like to go to Brazil.
Brazil, 注意发音，谁不想去呢
？Who wouldn't?
你会在里约热内卢和圣保罗闲逛，还是进入热带雨林呢
？Would you kick it around Rio and Sao Paulo, or would you go into the rainforest?
Kick it around 也是一个新短语
yeah,
什么意思
Yeah, kick it in some place or kick it at some place or kick it around some place. Kick it means just like hang out.、
嗯、
yeah, don't do anything that productive, but just have fun.、
嗯、
yeah,
kick it 就像路上踢石子一样
Take it easy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
踢石子一样它没有什么目的也就是 kick、
right.
it around 就是到处走走啊、
yeah.
随便看看啊玩玩啊、
yeah.
Rio 是里约热内卢和圣保罗、
mm-hmm.
Sao Paulo
Right
好或者是 rainforest 还是去雨林呢、
yeah.
都想去呀
，both。
我会放弃在这个城市待两天，少待两天，为了去感受在热带雨林中的生活是什么样，完全置身大自然的怀抱。
Mm-hmm.
这句话有点难，
right.
我们挑一位同学吧。
Yeah. Okay, let's take Yuan Yuan Yuan. 三号就是 Fan， 他说 ，I would like to give up staying in the two cities for several days to engage myself in the nature and feel the life in the rainforest.
嗯、
这个差不多这个差不多不是要 like to, 你可以说 I would give up staying several days in those two cities.
嗯
所以 like to give up something or give up doing something. 不是要说 like to give up doing something, 太长了。
嗯
然后那个第二遍是 to engage myself, 这个是和人一块儿和工作一块儿但是一个地方你可以说、
嗯、
to immerse myself.
Mm.
To immerse myself in nature and experience life in the rainforest.
沉浸这个单词是 immerse,、
right.
I-M-M-E-R-S-E.
Yeah,、嗯、yeah, yeah.
Engaging 的是参与什么人、参与什么事儿、参与什么项目。
Right.
袁袁同学这句话做的还是真不错的。
Pretty good, yeah. yeah.
时间关系啊，咱们就请马克老师来说说这句话怎么说吧。
Okay, I'd give up a couple extra days in those two cities.
好，首先呢是我会放弃 give up a couple extra days.
Mm-hmm.
放弃那么几天 in those two cities、
right.
就是在这个城市里呢 就少待两天好、
mm-hmm.
为什么呢
in order to feel what it's like to live in a rainforest
in order to 是为了 feel 去感受 what it's like、
mm-hmm.
什么样什么什么样呢 to live in a rainforest、
mm-hmm.
然后呢
surrounded by so much nature
surrounded by so much nature
Mm-hmm.
被如此多的自然环抱着，置身于大自然的怀抱是什么感觉？马特说，
mm-hmm.
你会身临其境的。
You'd be in the thick of it.
好，非常漂亮的一个短语，我们来学一下。Mm-hmm. In the whole of it.
Yeah.
什么叫 in the thick of it?
Yeah, in the thick of it. So that means like things around you are very busy or things around you are all special in one way. And you're right in the middle of it. Yeah.
身临其境。
Right.
In the thick of it.
Yeah.
好，你会完全有那种感觉的。
对。
那非洲呢？
What about Africa?
去南非。
South Africa?
然后到热带草原
，then up to the savanna.
Savanna 就是热带的草原。
Right.
大家知不知道什么是你们手机里的这个？什么叫做你们手机里的这个键 ？Safari， 大家知道 Safari 是什么意思
？Right. Take a safari in the savanna. Yeah,
知不知道 Safari 是什么意思，同学们？
Yeah,
你们该不？
Kind of trip.
对，你们该不会知道，你们该不会觉得它读 Safari 吧？
你
们手机的这个叫什么呀？啊、
yeah.
，Safari。
Safari，
大家查一下 Safari 是什么意思哈。
嗯、mm-hmm.
，Savanna Safari，
嗯哼，
这是另一个伟大的生态系统。
That's another great ecosystem, the savanna.
Ecosystem,、
mm-hmm.
the savanna, S A V A N N A 哈。
对。
我想先去刚果看丛林。
I'd love see the jungle. Sorry, the jungle in the Congo.
Jungle in the Congo, Congo.、Mm-hmm. 注意刚果的英文。And then.试着转到肯尼亚或者是撒哈拉沙漠的南部
，and then try to make it over to Kenya or the southern edge of the Sahara.
啊、，make it over 啊，再去呢 ，Kenya coffee、mm-hmm. 是不是
？Right, yeah, yeah.
Southern edge 南边的这个什么 Sahara， 注意、
right.
撒哈拉沙漠 Sahara, S A H A R A， 哇，学到好多名词，这听起来啊像一场冒险。
That sounds like an adventure.
It is an adventure.
Yeah.
那你对澳大利亚感兴趣吗
？Any interest in Australia?
哎，我们问别人对什么感兴趣，我们可以说 any interest in something.
Right. Yeah.
嗯、
yeah.
有兴趣啊。
Sure.
那似乎是一个飞过去放松、休闲和露营的好地方。
That seems like a good place to fly in and take it easy.And do a little camping.、
Mm, that seems like a good place. 什么样的 place 呢 ？To fly in, 飞过去、mm-hmm. 飞进去 ，and take it easy,、
right.
放松、
yeah.
relax,、
mm-hmm.
do a little camping.、
Right.
Camping 就是去露露营啊，休闲玩耍呀、啊。Yeah. 我想去悉尼歌剧院看歌剧。
I'd like to see an opera at the Sydney Opera House.
Ah, I'd like to see opera.、
Mm-hmm.
听歌剧 at the Sydney Opera House.、
Mm-hmm.
悉尼歌剧院，咱们要会说 Sydney Opera House.、
Mm-hmm.
就像你所说过的。
And then, just like you kind of said,
在墨尔本多逛几天。
Kick around Melbourne for more days than I think I'll need.
它又出现了 kick around.
Yeah.
所以看来出现在口语里的这个频率挺高的。Kick around、mm-hmm. some place.
Right.
啊 ，kick around.For more days than I think I'll need.
Need, yeah.
好，哎，你和我呢，对旅行啊，有一些相同的看法。
You and I have some of the same ideas about travel.
You and I have some of the same ideas about travel.
Mm-hmm.
哈哈，我们得随时互相航班打折信息哦。
哈哈 ，We'll have to keep each other posted about flight deals.
这个叫什么？互相是要随时让对方知道什么？怎么说 ？Keep.Each other,、
mm-hmm. posted.、
Mm.
Yeah.
Let each other know.
Right. Yeah.
Keep each other posted. Posted 就是发信息嘛 About、
right.
flight deals,、
mm-hmm.
航班打折信息。
right.
所以我们今天的 Seven Continents 跟大家聊完了，
yeah.
游完了一个小时啊，游完了七大洲 within an hour.、
Mm.Yeah. Around the world.
Travel around the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
好了，今天的漂亮短语，接下来送上、
mm.
phrases.
Okay, sure. Stray far from home.
Stray, go far from home without a specific purpose. 离家远游。
Good. 还有 take in all the culture.
体验当地的文化，入乡随俗。
还有 a dream come true.
字面意思，梦想成真。
Right.还有a regular Odysseus，
像一个活脱脱的端端正正的奥德修斯那样。
对对对，还有 a road trip，
公路旅行、自驾游。
嗯，还有 rack up，
积累，一般是积分。
嗯，还有 frequent flyer miles.
记得哦，常客飞行里程。
Mm-hmm. 还有 get up the gumption to do something.
鼓起勇气做某事儿。
Mm-hmm. 最后一个是 be in the thick of it.
最紧张的时刻，忙得不可开交。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
好，这就是今天带领大家的世界游哈。记得哦，学好这些世界各地的什么草原啊、沙漠呀、城市啊，
对对对，
该学的英文你必须得记住。以后跟人聊天的时候也显得你有见识，对不对？好，我们课后花絮呢继续和大家一起来说说今天的微信的作业里边需要注意的地方啊。感谢 Mark 老师带来的精彩主题。
Yeah,
That's it for today. Thank you all for listening and watching. See you next week. Bye bye.